the support of loving kindness meditation. After the meditator is well established in the basics of Vipassana meditation, loving kindness meditation can be used to support the more challenging Vipassana practice. While this is switching meditation modes to a concentration-based practice, its benefit is that it uplifts and sweetens the mind and helps meditators to cope with negative emotion as they may not yet be able to deal within their Vipassana practice. Loving kindness is a meditation practice retains the mind to overcome all forms of negativity. It brings about positive emotional attitudinal change by systematically developing the quality of loving acceptance. It is the qualities of acceptance and receptivity that create the spaciousness and clarity of mind that allows for deepening attentiveness. That is why combining loving kindness with Vipassana is supportive of the meditator's ongoing practice. Loving kindness can be developed both to clear the way for and to support Vipassana meditation, or it can be further developed in a more systematic way to achieve a level of meditative absorption or one-pointedness. When loving kindness meditation is developed systematically to the level of meditative absorption or one-pointedness, the five absorption factors of concentration are developed. The first two are causal factors, application and sustained application, followed by three effects, rapture, ease of mind, and one-pointedness or unification of mind. It is really not necessary to develop loving kindness to the absorption level, but it can be useful for the meditator to be familiar with the meditative absorption factors, as some of them will arise during Vipassana meditation as well. By being familiar with the effects of concentration, the Vipassana meditator is less likely to get attached to them when they arise. The advantage of having gained the five absorption factors are that they counteract the five mental hindrances or the obstacles on the path of the meditator. Although the pure Vipassana meditator should be aware that threshold concentration is sufficient to inhibit these hindrances as well. Here is how the five absorption factors neutralize the five mental hindrances. Mental application arouses energy and effort to overcome the hindrance of sloth and torpor, or mental inertia. Sustained application steadies the mind to overcome skeptical doubt, which has the characteristics of wavering. Rapture, with its uplifting effervescence, prevails over feelings of ill will. Ease of mind, by relieving accumulated stress, counteracts restlessness or agitation of mind. One-pointedness holds the mind's wandering in the sense fields to inhibit sensuality. Because of its auto-suggestive nature, the positive attitude of loving-kindness combined with deep concentration will imprint the new positive conditioning to override old negative patterns. For example, the overly critical mind, which finds fault with anything and everything, is reprogrammed to be more accepting and allowing. So on the psychological level, the therapeutic benefits for the individual are considerable, as all negative habits are broken and are replaced with new positive ways of thinking. Loving kindness is practiced as the first in a series of meditations that produce four qualities of love. They are friendliness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. The quality of friendliness is expressed as warmth that reaches out and embraces others. When loving kindness matures, it naturally overflows into compassion because it empathizes with people's difficulties. On the other hand, one needs to be wary of its near enemy, pity, which merely mimics the quality of concern without real empathy. positive expression of empathy is an appreciation of other people's good qualities or good fortune rather than feelings of jealousy towards them, which is the enemy of appreciative joy. This series of meditations comes to maturity through equanimity. This equanimity has to be cultivated within the context of the series of meditation, or else it tends to be manifest as its near enemy, indifference or aloofness. It remains caring and onlooking with an equal spread of feeling and acceptance towards all people, relationships and situations without discrimination. The structure of the practice is fairly simple. The meditator must start with generating loving feelings and acceptance towards him or herself. This is important, as one needs to have loving feelings towards oneself before it can be projected towards others. Then one induces positive emotional feelings of loving kindness towards four types of people, after which one directionally pervades the loving feelings to all points of the compass. The final stage is non-specific pervasion, which more or less arises spontaneously as the concentration intensifies and there is little or no self-referencing. Four types of people are chosen to develop loving kindness towards. First, a respected beloved person, such as a teacher or mentor. Second, a dearly beloved person, that is, a close family member or dear friend. Third, a neutral person, somebody you must know but have no emotional involvement with. And fourth is a difficult person, that is, a person you are currently having difficulty with. The practice must always start with developing loving acceptance of oneself. However, if any resistance is experienced, then it indicates that negative self-judgments, such as feelings of unworthiness, are present. Don't worry, as this indicates that there is work to be done. Essentially, you are working with a quality of mind, and as the practice is auto-suggestive, any quality of mind, positive or negative, can be changed. In good time, with persistent practice, feelings of self-doubt and negativity can be overcome. Then you can move on to develop loving kindness to others. Starting with yourself and then moving systematically from person to person in the given order, the objective is to break down the barriers between the four types of people and yourself. In this way, it can be said to break down the divisions within one's own mind, the source of much of the conflict we experience in our relationships. The key to the practice is being able to go beyond the barriers we create in our own mind, for the Buddha described the loving person as having a mind without barriers, without separation. When a person has seen and seen through the conceptually created barriers of gender, race, class, and mine and not mine, they are able to love others unconditionally. The effect of practicing systematic loving kindness meditation that one is transforming the particular love one naturally has for one's close family members and dear friends, which is actually an attached kind of love, to a universal love that embraces everybody without exception, which is an altruistic love. Just a word of caution. If you are practicing loving kindness intensively, it is best to choose a member of the same sex, or if you have a sexual bias to your own sex, then a person of the opposite sex. This avoids the risk of arousing the near enemy of loving kindness, that is, lust. Try different people to practice on, as some people do not easily fit into the above categories, but do keep to the prescribed order. The three ways of arousing feelings of loving kindness. First, a visualization. Create a vivid, positive mental picture of yourself and the four people one has chosen in order to promote a sense of loving feeling, well-being and joyousness. Second way is through reflection. Think about the positive qualities of the person and the acts of kindness they have done. Or make an affirmation, which is a positive statement about yourself in your own words. The exception of using the reflection device is when working with a difficult person, because the thinking might trigger the painful relationship and aggravate things. So just a visualization of the difficult person reinforced by the auditory repetition is sufficient. And lastly, of the three ways of arousing feelings of loving kindness is the auditory. This is the simplest, but probably the most effective way. Repeat a phrase such as loving kindness, loving kindness. Visualizations, reflections, and the repetition of loving kindness are devices to help you arouse positive emotional feelings of love. You can use all of them or one that works best for you. When the positive emotional feeling arises, switch from the device to the positive feeling, as it is the feeling that is the primary focus. Keep the mind fixed on the feeling. If it strays, bring it back to the device. Or if the feeling weakens or is lost, then return to the device. For example, use the visualization or the repetition to bring back or strengthen the feeling of loving kindness. The next stage in the practice is directional pervasion, where one systematically projects the aroused feeling of loving kindness to all points of the compass, north, south, east and west, up and down and all around, bringing to mind Dharma friends and communities in the cities, towns and countries around the world can enhance the directional pervasion. In the last stage, it's non-specific pervasion, which tends to spontaneously occur as the practice matures. It is not discriminating. It has no specific object and involves just naturally radiating feelings of universal love. When it arises, the practice has come to maturity in that it has changed preferential love, which is an attached love, to an all-embracing, unconditional love. As loving kindness is a concentration-based meditation, one must not allow the mind to wander, and when it does, one gently brings it back. The time you need to spend doing this practice would depend on the time it takes to arouse the loving feelings. At least a half-hour session would be needed for the practice to develop sufficiently. When the mind has been uplifted and is sweetened with feelings of loving kindness, you will find that the drive of Vipassana practice is so much easier. The meditator is in a heightened state of receptivity and able to tune in more sensitively to what is happening in the present moment. When positive emotional feelings of loving kindness have developed and overcome any negative mind state, then the meditator can choose to switch back to the Vipassana mode by focusing on the particular characteristics of the mind state that has been juiced from loving kindness. In this way, one is reverting back to the insight meditation mode.